Hey everybody, Chris Fafalius here. If you enjoy One Hit Thunder, which I'm assuming you do considering you're listening to it right now, I want to tell you about another great music podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. It's called Riffs on Riffs. On this season of Riffs on Riffs, hosts Toby Braswell and Joe Watson are breaking down one iconic pop song each week. Everything from Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer to Journey's Don't Stop Believin' to Naughty by Nature's OPP. Each week, they crack open the song, trace its history, decode those cryptic lyrics, and unearth the hidden gems in its musical DNA. Not only do they dive into the song's history, lyrics, and impact, they also go down some fun and oftentimes hilarious rabbit holes. So yeah, if you're a fan of One Hit Thunder, I think you'll also enjoy Riffs on Riffs. So go hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like the Lumineers, Ani DeFranco, Wolf Peck, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon.
Hey guys, wanted to throw an episode of the Patreon your way. This aired about 2 months ago on the One Hit Thunder Patreon. It was a tie-in to the Funk That episode that we released where Chris and I started to talk about some of our favorite Beavis and Butthead music video moments. Every Friday morning, we drop a Patreon bonus episode similar to this. If you'd love to hear more of it, it's just $5 a month over at patreon.com/OHT podcast. We also release episodes early. You can vote on songs that we'll discuss on future episodes, and you can even record an outro if you're up for it. So definitely check out the Patreon page if that sounds interesting to you. And in the meantime, enjoy this little bonus episode. All right, Chris, the Patreon earlier voted for us to talk about Funk That by Saget. And I mean, the only way that anybody knows the song is Beavis and Butthead, right? That has to be the only way.
You know, I think that I had heard the song when it was out. I had seen it on MTV.
Really?
I don't know where. I'm 99% sure I knew this song before Beavis and Butthead. But you're right. The Beavis and Butthead commentary with Beavis, you know, they're making their own Funk Dats. you know, that was a very memorable Beavis and Butthead music video moment.
So I want to talk about some of our other favorite Beavis and Butthead music video moments, and it can be either just like there's one or two that I just think, oh, that was a really funny riff, and then there's other ones where I just think the entire music video is an iconic Beavis and Butthead moment. So I'm curious, what are some of the ones that locked in your brain? And also, just side note, if y'all don't have Paramount Plus, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but Paramount Plus is going to be releasing the entire series of Beavis and Butthead for the first time with all of the music video segments intact with the cartoons. Even the DVDs didn't come with those.
Wow.
So that's a, you know, it's worth the $4.99 or whatever it costs for Paramount Plus for that.
I mean, at the time I used to tape every episode of Beavis and Butthead, and I would tape them and I'd be watching them while I taped them, and I would edit the commercials out by pausing the recording.
Oh God, those were the days.
Yeah. And I loved it. I would watch them over and over and over. Matt, do you remember on VHS tapes there were like different qualities? Like you could get 6 hours onto a VHS tape,
but it'd be a little bit crappier.
Yeah, but if it did 2 hours, it was nice. And all my Beavis and Butthead and Ren and Stimpy tapes, they were nice. but I
cared way more about quality than quantity than quality on my end. So they were all
really
2 hour VHS tapes in the Kelly household, or 6 hour tapes in the Kelly household.
Wow. I don't know. Those got pretty crummy quality. But anyway, at the time,
I felt like I was waiting for the music videos to be over a lot of the time.
Oh, see, I was the opposite. I hated the cartoons. I wanted the music videos. Now, I think that those cartoons are absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. But as a kid, I just wanted to hear them make fun of the music videos.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I brought that up is I say that because now I'm like, wow, I found out about a lot of music because of Beavis and Butthead, obviously. And also, I did think some of that stuff was funny. I think it was just more they recycled a lot of the animation and they did a lot of the same stuff. And sometimes I didn't think it was that funny. And I was like waiting for the cartoon to start again. But as far as memorable things, I mean, man, I do have to thank Beavis and Butthead for exposing me to so many bands I loved. I mean, I sound like a broken record talking about Ween on here, but that's where I first saw Push the Little Daisies and loved it. And it's funny because Beavis and Butthead made fun of Push the Little Daisies, kind of. But then on later episodes, they would be like, Ween rules. They really liked Ween in later episodes.
So I'm not sure if you know, and I could have this wrong. Ladies and gentlemen of One Hit Thunder's Patreon, I am mostly pulling stories out of my ass that I heard 10, 15 years ago and think are accurate. But I believe I heard that Mike Judge also was not the biggest fan of doing the music video segments. Mm-hmm. So he would show up and it would basically be like, he would sit down and they'd be like, all right, we got 30 videos for you to do today. Mm-hmm. And he would sit down and they'd play him the video once. And then he would just say, all right, play it again and hit record. And he would just improvise everything right there on the spot based on like what he had just watched, like pulling his memory banks of the video as fresh as it was. But I think in those days you could like, he had to find that weird balance where it's like I feel like he tried to find that balance of like Mike Judge likes this, so he wants to support it, but would Beavis and Butthead like this? Right. So like you'd have to find that weird balance of being like, oh, they probably hate this. So like
question. I never thought about this before. Did Mike Judge do both voices?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. How did I never until right now think about that?
He is every voice on that show.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This was like a one man show essentially. I'm sure like the women voices weren't him, but he was Beavis Butthead, their neighbor, who's basically Hank Hill. He was their hippie teacher and he was their principal.
Wow. Was he the coach?
Yes. He was the coach too. Yeah.
Dude.
Mike Judge is a genius. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
I mean, I knew he was a genius. I mean, all the, you know, the movies, everything, obviously, but I never thought about the fact that he was Beavis and Butthead. He, one guy, I might be the last person on earth who ever like had that click, but that just clicked for me. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Literally, this is the cast list for Beavis and Butthead. It says Mike Judge, Beavis, Butthead, Coach Buzzcut, Principal McVicker, Mr. Van Drazen, Tom Anderson, and multiple others.
Wow.
And then just the one woman did the voice of Daria, and Adam Welsh did the voice of Stewart. But he did every other voice besides those two characters.
Wow. Damn, dude. Okay. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about...
But Mike Judge rules is the short version of that. Wow. He's awesome.
But as far as memorable Beavis and Butthead video commentaries, I don't know. You might have to refresh my mind on these. Yeah, I haven't seen these in forever.
So the one that has lived rent-free in my brain since I saw it as a kid, and it's not even that famous of a song, is MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Yep. If I only had a brain.
If I only had a brain, and the entire commentary is just Beavis singing the bass line, just singing bum ba-dum ba-dum ba-da-da bum ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
And Butthead's trying to do commentary and getting frustrated at Beavis, and he keeps like slapping him to try to make him stop, but he just keeps singing the bass line louder and louder and louder every time.
Wow, I do remember that. That's crazy. I mean, what's crazy is probably every one of these that you remember, I'm gonna remember once you say it, because like I said, dude, I taped these and watched them over and over and over. I can't believe how much I watched these.
Yeah. So I went through a little bit of someone uploaded a ton of them onto YouTube. There was like a YouTube playlist. It was like 200 Beavis and Butthead music video commentaries. And I remember probably almost a decade ago now, it was a while ago, But my roommate's girlfriend and I were hanging out because my roommate was bowling and she lived with us. And we were like, you know what, let's just put on this compilation and just watch this. So like we like ordered food and just had like these Beavis and Butthead music videos playing. But the one that for whatever reason, it was like an Our Lady Peace song. And it wasn't a popular one. It was off their like debut album. So it was an obscure ass song. But it pans over this like this like mountain range, like this like desert mountain range type landscape that was like in a ton of music videos. And Beavis and Butthead are talking about how they're like, God, every grunge video is shot in this place. And Butthead's like, we should organize a tour. And then it's like for half the video, he's doing his impression of a tour guide giving a tour of these grunge mountains. And he's like, over there, you see a flock of Pearl Jams. And if we're real quiet, we might luck out and see an Alice in Chains pop out. Like, but it was like, for whatever reason, that riff like destroyed both of us when we were watching it for the first time.
Oh, man.
But that's like an... I feel like some videos got multiple plays mm-hmm. if Judge was happy enough with it. And then other ones, like I think that one got played like one time on one episode and right. never again. The Christmas episode, Beavis and Butthead Do Christmas is my personal favorite Beavis and Butthead anything. I love that special. But they do the video for What Is That You, Santa Claus? Is performed by Buster Poindexter.
Oh, I don't and remember that.
The line that my brother and I would quote is like Buster Poindexter, if you're familiar with him, has huge nostrils.
Okay.
And the one comment Butthead goes is like, I bet that dude could pick his nose with his big toe. And like my brother and I, when we were kids, thought that was the funniest shit we'd ever heard anybody say.
I remember laughing hysterically. Now this isn't a music video thing, but the first time I saw the one where Beavis and Butthead weren't allowed to laugh anymore.
Oh my God,
class.
It's the best. And, with the teacher.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the penis. And you just see them like wanting to explode. Like
when they run outside to get all the laughs out, and it's like, yeah.
I mean, it's first of all, it was so incredibly funny, the episode, but also that same exact thing when you're a kid and you're in class and you can't laugh and you're trying not to laugh is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, it's something that's not that funny becomes 10 times funnier when you're not supposed to laugh about it.
That's so... that was, you know, some of my favorite memories of growing up are just like trying, like beat red in the face, like looking down, trying not to laugh.
Yeah, you're trying to break eye contact with whatever's making you laugh, yep. but like you know what's going on, so it's still making you laugh. Yeah. The other kind of fairly famous video, and the story behind it's funny, is at a certain point in the run of Beavis and Butthead, they got in so much trouble that Beavis was no longer allowed to say the word fire.
They
had to stop saying fire. And right when that happened, one of the videos that they had them do was Wax California, which is just a video of a guy running in slow motion while on fire.
Right.
And the whole video is like, I'm pretty sure that entire video's commentary is Beavis like losing his mind, but not legally allowed to say what's so cool about the video. So it's like, it's definitely Mike Judge just like owning how stupid it was.
Right. Like, yeah.
But that one, I'm trying to think if there's any other like really classic ones that jump to my mind. I think that I talked about it when we did an episode on it, but the Hum Stars one is really, really funny to me, which is that they just think the song's over on that opening note and they're like, oh, that was short, and they just changed channels.
Nice. That's great.
But yeah, I mean, the DVDs, because I bought the DVDs, there was like the Mike Judge collection. It was like 3 volumes, and it was basically all of the classic shorts, and then you'd get like 10 music videos on them. Like that was it. And it was usually not like when you watch them, you're like, okay, so these were like artists who were willing to take any paycheck for their song from 20 years ago. Like you weren't getting like a White Zombie video or like a Weezer video. You were definitely getting MC 900 Foot Jesus and Wax and like those kind of barely a one hit wonder type bands. I'm pretty sure Ween actually is on one of those, but yeah, it was definitely the artists who were like, you'll give me some money for a song that I wrote 30 years ago that no one's thought about?
Right.
Fuck yeah. Let's do this.
Hey, you know what? I don't remember what they're riffing on it was, but do you remember, I believe this is on Beavis and Butthead, do you remember that really weird song that was almost like spoken word and it went, people are still having sex?
Yes.
Do you remember that song?
What is that song?
We got to do a one hit. We got to do One Hit Thunder on that song.
We got to figure out what that song is.
That
first.
Is such a weird song.
Did you ever watch this? Actually, I dug some of this up out of curiosity, and it's actually really funny. When MTV brought Beavis and Butthead back maybe 10 years ago, did you watch any of it?
Uh-uh.
So they brought Beavis and Butthead back, and one of the things that they did was instead of commenting on music videos, because music
the reality
videos,
shows.
They were commenting on like scenes, like classic Jersey Shore scenes and Teen Mom scenes.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the one was like this clip from Teen Mom. And like in the clip, she's like, I don't know, man, Billy's not even looking for a job. And then it like cuts to like Billy staring out the window and Beavis is like, yeah, he is. Look, he's looking for a job right now. Like, and like it was just stupid lines like that, them watching like Mike the Situation give himself a concussion on the Jersey Shore and them just being like, these guys are dumber than us. Like it was kind of, that was like the vibe that they went with, was like the people that we're putting on TV are dumber than these two animated characters. So it was like, let's have them watch the dumbest people alive and then feel intellectually superior to them instead.
Yeah, Mike Judge predicted a lot of stuff between Beavis and Butthead and Idiocracy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe in recent years, I hadn't watched Beavis and Butthead in a long time, I couldn't believe how funny it still was.
I also really need to do, I think it's on Hulu, I haven't really watched King of the Hill for decades, and I'm told from so many people it's like, oh, rewatch it in your 30s and it's like a totally different show in your mind.
Really? You know, I didn't watch that show religiously or anything. If it was on, I just caught little bits and pieces of it. I never sat down and like was really paying attention to it, but it's good. I mean, I can imagine it's probably good, right?
Yeah, I've heard, I haven't watched it yet, but a bunch of people have said that, and I'm like, I see. I mean, I feel like it's one of those shows that I see people post memes of constantly.
Yeah.
And every time I read the meme, I chuckle. So I guess it's still got that Mike Judge wit to it. But
yeah, why wouldn't it be good? Has he done anything that hasn't been good?
I don't think so.
I mean, Office Space, Idiocracy, Beavis and Butthead.
Extract was actually pretty good. That one that he did with Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck, where he like works at that shitty job. It wasn't a big hit, but it's quite good.
Huh.
It's almost like a spiritual sequel to Office Space in a lot of ways.
Wow.
Let me see. I'm going to just look at his filmography real quick. Obviously, you got to scroll past all the shorts that he did. Beavis and Butthead Do America, Office Space, Idiocracy, Extract. And now he's got Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe that's coming out very soon. And then TV-wise, it was Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. I don't know what The Good Family was. But then Silicon Valley, like just straight hits.
Nothing but hits. He didn't do Daria?
No. The guy who created the character of Daria took over the show Daria when they spun that off. Which, I mean, you don't got to ask me to talk about Daria. I love talking about Daria.
I didn't even really watch Daria. I just thought.
Daria is a brilliant show in a very different way. Like, whereas Beavis and Butthead is just really funny and really stupid, Daria is like, hits some incredible emotional beats for an animated show. funk that, man.
Yeah, funk that.
By now, I'm sure you've at least heard about Factor, but if you haven't tried it yet, let me tell you as a guy who loves it, now is the time. Enjoy stress-free dining this spring with Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals that are ready in just 2 minutes. With 35 weekly options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie, plus over 60 add-ons, you'll stay fueled and feel fantastic all day long. Don't wait. Fuel up for your spring goals today with Factor. Factor offers you chef-prepared meals ready in just 2 minutes, so you can spend more time doing what you love this spring. Indulge in gourmet options like filet mignon, shrimp, and fresh veggies without the hassle of prep or cleanup. Customize your weekly meals to fit your schedule perfectly and enjoy the convenience of Factor's no-fuss, no-mess approach. Plus, you can celebrate Earth Day all month long with Factor's low carbon footprint options. Factor is your go-to solution for fast, premium meals, eliminating the need for cooking and empowering you to savor every moment. So head to factormeals.com/onehit50 and use the code onehit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code onehit50, the words one hit and the number 50, at factormeals.com/onehit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others, photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com, and I'll see you there.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of the Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, "Man, I gotta hear that." Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.